You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. We finally know who the Nuggets are going to play in the NBA Finals. The Miami Heat won Game 7 of their series against the Celtics. So after more than a week off, the Nuggets will tip off their first ever Finals series. That'll be Thursday night at Ball Arena.
That's so exciting. It's so cool.
I was reading about how they've been trying to stay, conditioned and
active.
Limber and loose, Jeremy. You know, like a lot of hard workouts.
Stretching and yeah.
That's all you can do.
Amount of little pop-up tents around the city now, absolutely insane, selling Nuggets gear. They're like on every corner now, so people are out there trying to make a couple bucks off of flags and T-shirts.
Mm.
A lot of knockoff stuff, so be careful if you're looking for authentic gear. But you can pretty much get a Nuggets T-shirt anywhere right now if you want one.
Yeah. Well, yep. Go Nug Puppies, man.
That's right.
First ever. This is exciting.
It's cool.
The Colorado Mammoth beat the Buffalo Bandits yesterday to even up their lacrosse finals.
Hey.
So the third and deciding game will be this Saturday back in Buffalo as the Mammoth try to repeat as champs. Speaking of competitions, the Scripps National Spelling Bee preliminaries start today. And two Colorado spellers will be there, Jeremy.
Right on.
Seventh grader, Aditi Muthukumar. She's 12, goes to Hallstrom Options K-8 in North Glen. And fifth grader, Sophia Tommy Wu. She's 10 years old, goes to Douglas Elementary School in Boulder.
Wow.
They will both be trying to become the first winner from Colorado in more than 20 years.
That's very cool. Good for them.
It's exciting. I think I think it's Thursday when it'll all be done.
I'm sure we'll have some audio that we'll play over the next few days.
We always do. Celine Dion, for those of you who are a little bit more mature, has canceled her entire world tour due to her health. She says, I am just not 100%. And she says she feels bad constantly postponing shows as she tries to get her health together. She's like, I'm just going to cancel everything.
How old
is Celine Dion?
I don't know.
It's that important, but let's see. I'm curious. Celine Dion.
It's funny, up camping this weekend, we were playing some cornhole, and they put on Celine Dion as we were playing.
Mm.
Like, no.
Who did that?
Oh, my mom did.
You took your mom camping with you? Really?
There was a big group of us, that went. Yeah, they have their own camper.
You know, for being around as long as she has, Celine Dion is only 55 years old.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And to be this
I was
going to
guess like
sad.
Early 60s, but she started so young.
Yeah, that sucks.
I remember playing her first record when it came out. Speaking of songs, the best karaoke songs, karaoke. There's now a big TikTok argument going on because somebody posted their list and said that Kelly Clarkson's Since You've Been Gone is
Ew.
The best karaoke song.
No.
Followed by R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
No.
Come On Eileen by Dexys Midnight. No.
Barf.
Anyway, the whole list was kind of silly.
Give me some Sweet Caroline, Dom. Everybody knows that one. That's the best karaoke song.
Every time I have been to, it's been a few years, but when I went, it was always Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi. Somebody would get up there and do that. Billboard magazine put out their own list, and they say the number one karaoke song is Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman. We keep threatening to play that, and then we never do. So.
Let's go, girls.
Summer blockbuster movie season has begun, and so Mental Floss, I love those guys. They put out their list of the top summer blockbuster movies every year since the first one, because a lot of people in the industry claim that 1975's Jaws was the first true summer blockbuster, and so they list them every year from then until now, and it's
cool.
Kind of funny to watch how they kind of change through the years. So that now we got a whole lot of, comic book movies.
It's a little Fast and Furious in there, probably.
Top box office. So, anyway. What's supposed to be the big summer blockbuster this year?
I was going to mention The Little Mermaid raked in. How much did it rake in? $117.5 million over Memorial Day. So I'm thinking Little Mermaid's probably going to be one of them.
My wife and stepdaughter... contributed to that.
Did they go see it? What did they think of it?
They loved it.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's just like, you know, Katie show. From our midday show said that she saw the preview and she loved it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gretchen and Zoe said they loved it.
It looks really well done. Mm-hmm. I'll end up seeing it. We'll wait till it hits Disney Plus and then we'll watch it at home. But yeah,
it was a funny conversation because Gretchen, I think it was yesterday morning. Yeah, was it yesterday morning they went? Or so, I can't remember. Anyway, she came up to me and she goes, I'm going to ask you just because I have to ask you, but I know the answer anyway.
Did you want to go?
Do you want to go with us to the Little Mermaid? I was like, nah, I got stuff to do.
Ah, you should have gone.
No, that's all right. I haven't even seen the original.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Yeah, then don't go.
What else is trending?
Well, the big celebrity news from the weekend, Jewel, the singer Jewel, delivered the national anthem at the Indy 500 yesterday, and everyone was like, well, that's different. She slowed it down, added a little more soul, a little country twang. I feel like she was trying to mimic Chris Stapleton just a little bit. Mm. It was just her and acoustic guitar. And do I have audio? Yes, I do. Let me play a little bit of it, and then we'll just jump to the end, and you can hear how it ended. But here you go. Stapleton, like, here's the end of it.
O'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
The jets flew over and everybody flipped out. But what do you think about that?
Well,
it's my different.
It's just my opinion.
It's different.
But to me, there's a fine line between putting an artistic touch on it and just trying to get attention.
And kind of butchering it a little bit. A little too much vocal gymnastics
in
there.
And again, it's just my opinion. Other people will disagree, but you reach a point where it's just, I want to go viral.
Yeah.
And you know that's what they're doing. And I know the artist will say, but that's just my artistic
interpretation. But I will say, if you listen to the whole thing and watch her, it is very Jewel-esque. I mean, it just sounds like her style, too.
I guess.
But it was crap.
It's a ploy to get attention. And that's...
And she got
it. If she had
it.
Done a little bit different, you know, then that's fine. But when you go that far, then it's just desperation.
Guess who's going to be back in the news on Tuesday? Jewel raises her hand. More news.
Should I dig up old Jewel to play?
Some good old Jewel, yeah. Remember when she came into the studio one time and played? She was delightful. Very sweet. Jeff Bezos back in the news. He's back from his maiden voyage on his $500 million yacht. He got engaged to Lauren Sanchez. And now they've resumed construction on their $175 million home. I guess they had to throw the brakes on it because he failed to complete a planning application for a new game court fence. So I don't know what that means, but he's got some sort of game court and they needed a fence. Anyway, it's going to be 28,000 square feet, a main house, a guest house, a gym, a separate house just for security, and then he owns the $10 million house next door as well. It's gigantic. There's a bunch of pictures of it on TMZ. With them constructing it, essentially. It's just bare bones right now. But while they're waiting, they are renting Kenny G's house down the street, it looks like.
I will not be playing Kenny
G. Come on, plug
you.
Some Kenny G in, Dom.
I'm plugging in a song by Jewel for After the Turning Report, but I draw the line at Kenny G.
All right, if you have to. Let's see, we covered Little Mermaid, $117.5 million over the holiday weekend. Mario movie hit something like $1.3 billion over the weekend. It is now dropping in Japan, which is the birthplace of Nintendo and Mario, so they're expecting it to make a buttload of money in Japan. They say it's like the third biggest animated movie of all time now, and it just keeps bringing it in. Speaking of big money, there's a rumor going around that negotiations are underway for the sale of Queen's music catalog.
Oh.
It could be worth $1 billion, says this article. A billion for Scatamouche, something Fandango. So that's going around. And then, Dom, your buddy Will Ferrell is going to play John Madden in a movie about the creation of the NFL Madden video games.
Pass.
Pass? Oh, you're no fun. Real quick, here's a couple senior pranks that went down, you know, end of school senior pranks. Some kids listed their high school in Baltimore, near Baltimore, for $42,069. There's some numbers in there that, you know,
on
some
Zillow.
Chuckles.
Yeah.
They put it on Zillow. They called it a 12,000 square foot half-working jail with 20 bedrooms and 15 bathrooms. And
funny.
Yeah, so that's on Zillow. And then another school, these kids filled all the toilets and urinals with cement. That's a prank gone too far. They say
that's not good.
It's like $4,000 in damage, and
yeah,
the kids behind
should end up in jail.
Could be facing criminal charges. Yikes. Well, we can get to Jewel. Let's jump to clickbait real quick.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Where's it at? Where's it at? Here it is. There's this Cooper's Hill cheese rolling and wake that goes on every year in England where
it's
people.
It's a what?
Right.
What did you just say?
The Cooper Hill cheese rolling and wake?
Okay.
What the hell is that? Anyway, it goes on every year in England where people race down a very steep hill chasing wheels of cheese. So, one, you got to see the video of that because it's just so stupid. And then second, this woman who won the race actually did a complete and total face plant, falling down, and she was knocked unconscious on her way down. She's fine now. Everything's fine. But just to see her biff it because she's chasing a roll of cheese, pretty funny. So check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.